Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle One.
So now let me get this straight. There's a Rasmussen poll out there that says that a majority of Democrats do not want the election certified if Donald Trump, in fact, wins the presidency again. Okay, folks, I don't know. I mean, people are afraid that all this is a repeat, but come on. Come on, man. I'll even pull a Joe Biden this morning. This is pretty alarming, to say the least. But, folks, it is the Thursday edition, and we're glad to be here this morning. We'll tell you about that and much, much more, of course, as we begin the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, and we do have some direct messages to tell you about already. And also, here's some really cool stuff, folks. There's a lot of great changes coming to KyleWarrenShow.com in terms of how you can hear the program, how you can catch up with the program, and so forth. And so we're really excited about that. So, as they say, stay tuned, because we'll be telling you about that here before too long. And once again, folks, we have a lot to talk about on this Thursday morning edition of the show. And it'll be chock full, as always. And by the way, this is Thursday morning, so we get a chance to talk with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America this morning. That's going to be at the bottom of hour number four. Hope that you can stay tuned. We always have a great time talking with Jimmy T. Smith. We'll, of course, be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, as well as Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street as well. So lots to stay tuned for this morning on the program, and lots to tell you about. You know, I'll tell you this, though. This particular, and I just saw this, by the way. I literally just saw this just a few minutes ago, and I decided, well, I'm going to talk about it in the first segment this morning, only because, can you imagine what it would mean if suddenly Donald Trump wins the presidency and they don't want to certify it? Which, of course, this is nothing new. Well, we've heard this kind of thing talked about before, but now there's a national survey by Rasmussen. Says the national pulse finds that 35% of likely U.S. voters say if Trump wins the election this year, they would support Democrats in Congress refusing to certify the election results, including 20% who would strongly support such a move. However, a majority, 55%, would oppose Congress members refusing to certify. But evidently, you've got a lot of Democrats. Majority of Democrat voters now support another way to block Trump's possible return to the White House other than just kicking him off the ballot. So I saw this, and my first reaction, my friends, was, well, wait a minute. If they try to not certify, let's just, you know, for sake of argument, let's say they try not to certify the election or keep it from being certified, doesn't that constitute an insurrection? Okay, so, I mean, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. I wonder how many Democrats would say, well, then I guess we're involved in an insurrection, and therefore any Democrat who would support it, they would now not be eligible to run for federal office ever again. So, again, that kind of demonstrates the absurdity, doesn't it, of what they're trying to do to Trump to begin with. But, folks, it ain't over yet, and we still got a long way to go. But I do tell you this. I think that many Americans, especially as we take a look at some of these polls, I think many Americans know that there are important issues that that absolutely have to be addressed. They see what's happening at the border. They see what's happening you know, in terms of the economy, in terms of foreign policy, what's happening in the war in Israel, the war in Ukraine, and they know that the world has caught on fire and that the Biden administration is woefully inadequate to deal with these things. And that's just from that's putting the best construction on it, by the way, friends. That's putting the best construction on it, because the other conclusions that we hear and that we hear people call this program about and people tell me in the course of my day and so forth, it just seems like, you know, a lot of this stuff seems to be being done on purpose. You know, you can't tell me that the powers that be behind the resolute desk, behind the, you know, pay no attention to the people behind the curtain, those, the powers that be, they understand the destructiveness of these policies. They get it. And they, I think that they are, they believe that they can bring about whatever political end they want to by simply continuing to implement these policies, even though the obvious destruction, the obvious destructive power, the obvious degradation and decline of the nation is all around us. And by the way, and I'm not being doom and gloom. I'm not trying to do that. But what I am saying is that people on the left, the far left, the Democrat Party elite, they have become so, I don't know, anesthetized to the reality of the situation that it's simply, you know, we've heard the term echo chamber. Well, this is, you know, it's a mega echo chamber over there, it seems like. And they simply want what they want when they want it. They believe that that they're going to, you know, grab and maintain power forever. And this is the way to do it. If you're going to do it either just overtly or by attrition, in the case of the illegal immigration, why in the world would a president of the United States simply turn their back on the border, simply, you know, pretend that it doesn't exist for the most part, and then when it becomes completely untenable to do that anymore, then turn around and blame Republicans? We got a story this morning, Governor of New York is now blaming, yeah, the immigration is the Republicans' fault. Guess what, folks? In case you didn't know, you know, we're just telling you, in case you didn't know, it's all the Republicans' fault. So here we go, folks. It's the more things change, the more they stay the same. But we keep on going. We do keep on going on this program, and we will. When we return from this short break, we got a lot of great direct messages I want to tell you about, plus much, much more. Kyle Warren with you. Thursday edition is officially launched, officially rocketing skyward as we begin the program this morning. Stay right there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Through the shadows, darkest shade, I can still hear your voice falling.
You know, we always like hearing from listeners to the program, and we love hearing from Frederick up in NYC, and he sent me a message. He says, I'm on leave this week in the free state of Florida. He says, so I'm on leave in the free state of Florida this week, and he says that so he's relying on you and the awesome guests to keep him apprised. He's down there in Florida, and he's listening on terrestrial radio this morning. Hey, that's great. Frederick, thank you so much. Safe travels to you. Enjoy your time in the free state of Florida. I sure hope that, again, that you have a safe trip and you have fun. Let us know that you're back in NYC just fine. And, boy, I'll tell you, we heard the other night about how they're cracking down on the pizzerias. Because of evidently they're too smoky or something like that. And I can't imagine messing around at all with New York style pizza. You know, to me, that would just be sacrosanct. It's just something that you just don't mess with. But again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And don't forget, the telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Head over to kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. And we do have a couple of great direct messages to tell you about. We got Richard the Marine checking in. Also, we got listener Joan up in Seattle. And we'll tell you what they have to say as soon as we head over to the telephone lines here, because we got the lines lighting up. And so let's go over to the honorary mayor of Clearwater. We've got Mike in Clearwater this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Kyle. How you doing?
Doing great.
You know, I was thinking today, and I'm just amazed at the amount of changes we've had in the last 4 years, and obviously not good ones. I remember when Biden first got elected, and now remember this, folks. One of their main platforms, I guess if you say it will, everybody had to make at least $15 an hour. It didn't matter what you did. It had to. So they went ahead and raised it. Now, you and I know that businesses are not going to say, oh, well, we got to pay these people more. Out of the kindness of our heart, we're just going to keep the prices the way that they are. No, 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 absolutely not. Then you have the printing of the money and the inflation. And then, I don't know, Kyle, have you noticed when you go to places like Subway, and the very first thing they ask you is, do you want a tip?
Yep.
Now, if you go to a restaurant where you sit, somebody takes care of you, brings you your drink, checks on you, that's one thing. I'm not paying a tip to somebody to hand me over a sandwich and a drink, which is what their job is anyway. Now, there might be people that think that I'm not a good person for saying that, but we all remember, right, when you're a kid, you get the first job at McDonald's. Those type of jobs were never meant to be jobs that you have for the rest of your life, right? They're
right.
An extra job that you have on top of your regular job to, you know, put a little icing on the cake. Or maybe you're 19 years old and you're just getting started. Those are what made us to where people are living paycheck to paycheck. Credit card balances are as high as they've ever been, I think over $1 trillion. And now the banks are saying, oh, by the way, the delinquencies are starting to eke up. And I don't know, Kyle, I hate to say I told you so, but that's the way I feel. What do you have to say? Thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike. Mike in Clearwater, everybody. Great to hear from Mike this morning. Starting us off pretty good, I think. Well, yeah, I have noticed the extra tipping, and especially if they do something, and my daughter actually has a pretty good way of putting it. She says, I don't want to give someone a tip if all they do is hand you a cookie. And I get it, but it's interesting to me too that young people are not quite on that track, basically, of wanting to do that. But yeah, it seems like every point of sale that you go to pay for your, you know, faster food or whatever it is, there's always the option to include a tip. Sometimes now at restaurants, they might bring over a little device. You put your card in, and it'll actually calculate it. It'll ask you what percentage tip do you want to do, or a custom tip. That's actually kind of helpful because you can tip a standard kind of thing and not have to to do the math in your head. But other than that, but that's for someone who's waited on you for your entire meal. They've tried to give you great service and so forth. But I do hear what Mike is talking about. And also, the idea of that minimum wage. Now we have the $20 minimum wage for fast food in California, except for, I think they've corrected it now, if I recall correctly, because they had to, because there was a firestorm. Panera Bread had to get on the bandwagon with that, evidently, so that it was a big political problem here. But if you work in a fast food restaurant like a McDonald's or Burger King, that's all going to $20 an hour. And, yes, the business owners have no choice. I guess they could do extreme shrinkflation where they could make the Whopper smaller, but I think that would be too noticeable for one thing. But obviously that's not the answer. But the answer is you continue to cut your staff by necessity because your costs go up too high. You start using kiosks, and there's a very small amount of people working at that restaurant, whereas if you went back to the 80s or 90s or just 10 years ago or 5 years ago, you might see a lot of people that are behind the counter and they're all doing something. But now those days have really changed. And this, again, this is part of those mandates. And I think it actually does try to create this illusion that, well, I could – and there's nothing wrong with working at McDonald's, by the way. Some people, they go there and they start They start on the fries, you know, for like, you know, the cliche, they start on fries, and then they may want to become a manager, and they work their way up, and someday they may even become a franchisee. There are people who do that, and it's very lucrative in that regard. But you're not meant to simply work in the fast food industry for your entire career. So that's where these mandates come in, and it actually does, to some other degree, stifle growth and stifle development, unfortunately. And then, of course, it also means that just like there was that article the other day about Five Guys, it was like $24.95 or something for a burger, fries, and a drink. And it went viral on the internet for that. So, yeah, but I appreciate the call very much, Mike. Absolutely. Great to hear from you this morning. And we've also heard, of course, from Richard the Marine, from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. Says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. Great sunny day yesterday. All right. Woohoo. That is good. 47 degrees now and no rain forecast in the next 2 days. Well, hallelujah. That is great. He says, have a great evening. Semper Fi. Richard, we'll Semper Fi right back at you. Enjoy the sunshine. You know who else is enjoying the sunshine? In fact, may be making plans for the first barbecue of the year. Well, that's listener Joan up in Seattle, Washington this morning. She says, we're excited up here in Seattle looking at our weekend forecast. Supposed to reach 70 Saturday and Sunday. That's incredible. That's great. Making plans for the first barbecue of the year, she says. We'll be returning to to highs in the 50s by Wednesday. So plan on squeezing out as much outdoor fun as possible. Absolutely. Also wanted to give a shout out to all your listeners who call in or message your show. Very entertaining. You always turn these comments into an educational opportunity. Well, thank you. Oh my gosh. I really appreciate that very, very much. She says, thanks and have a happy weekend. Well, absolutely. You too, listener Joan. I appreciate it so much. And thank you for the kind words. It really, really means a lot. And I think we have time for one more. I got one more direct listener message, and it came in yesterday morning after the show was over. This is from Lucy, listening on 930 The Answer, and she had some very, very kind words. I appreciate that so much, Lucy. She said, yeah, it's me again. She says, my father was Associated Press, very liberal. She says, I do believe you could bring him over to our side of the aisle. Wow. That's, again, a very humbling sort of compliment for me. I appreciate that. She says, I know I'm repeating myself. Your positive is beautiful. And get this, folks, I don't even know how to respond to this. She says, Sarasota loves you. Wow. I'm really, really just taken by that. Thank you so much, Lucy. And again, we're glad that you're feeling better. And, well, we love Sarasota as well. And, folks, stay right there because we've got a lot more. We've got some great audio clips. We've got all kinds of stories to tell you about this morning right here on the Thursday edition of the program. It's already flying by. Can you imagine? We're already at the bottom of the hour. Well, we are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. Stay right there because I will return.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
U.S. USA News Update. Around 100 million TikTok users in the U.S. could have to find a new way to occupy their time as the House has approved a bill that may lead to the banning of the Chinese-owned app. Lawmakers express worries about the potential access of the Chinese government to the personal data of millions of Americans. Opponents argue such a ban could infringe upon free speech rights. Six charges against former President Trump and other defendants in the Georgia election interference case have been dropped. Georgia Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee dismissed charges related to solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer while keeping the remaining 41-count indictment intact. A sizable gathering of pro-Palestinian demonstrators forced the closure of San Francisco's International Terminal Wednesday. Videos show vehicles obstructing entrance ramps outside, while inside hundreds are seen blocking gates, elevators, and escalators. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
The subject of polls. Here's another interesting one from Rasmussen. That maybe, just maybe, the Democrats need to listen to a little bit, but they won't. They won't. 8 months before the presidential election, economic issues and immigration matter more to voters than abortion. I mean, this is pretty important, isn't it? Latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 91% of likely U.S. voters believe economic issues will be important in this year's presidential election, include 65% who expect the economy to be a very important issue. So, all right. So, I mean, this evidently is, shall we say, trumping abortion. At this point. So, you know, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. The Democrat playbook is going to be centered on that. You heard the State of the Union and other, I think, subsequent speeches by President Biden that they were going to emphasize the abortion issue, the Roe v. Wade, trying to gin up a lot of anger about the Supreme Court finding that it was the states that need to actually come up with those regulations. And so, again, I mean, that's actually, you know, in so many ways, the way that the founders set up the country, But of course, it's not viewed that way. Let's just say it's just not viewed that way by a great many people in the Democrat Party elite. Love to do nothing else other than fan those flames, right? Other than fanning those flames. Well, as you've been hearing, I'm sure TikTok is now, the bill is now passed in the House. This from CNBC. The House approved a bill Wednesday that calls for China tech giant ByteDance to divest of TikTok, or the popular social video app will effectively be banned in the U.S. The measure passed with a resounding 352-65 vote, with one member voting present, of course. The legislature, you know, and you know why? I'm sorry, folks. I can't resist this one. I can't resist this one at all. They voted present probably because they were too busy on TikTok. It's got to be the answer. The legislation, dubbed Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act, was introduced March 5th by Representatives Mike Gallagher, Republican out of Wisconsin, and Rajna Krishnamurthy, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, Democrat out of Illinois, of the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party. 2 days later, House members on the Energy and Commerce Committee voted unanimously to approve the bill, which refers to TikTok as a threat to national security because it is controlled by a foreign adversary. The bill now heads to the Senate, where it faces an uncertain future as senators appear divided about the legislation and other federal and state-led efforts to ban TikTok have stalled. This process was secret, and the bill was jammed through for one reason. It's a ban, TikTok spokesperson said after the vote was passed. We are hopeful that the Senate will consider the facts, listen to their constituents, and realize the impact on the economy. 7 million small businesses and the 170 million Americans who use our service, unquote. Well, we were talking about this yesterday morning, too, with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And she was, you know, explaining that this is really about ByteDance. So if they can, and this is what this bill is about, you know, in other words, get ByteDance out of the picture on this, and it looks like there would be a path forward here. So I think, you know, there's two separate issues here. You know, one, you've got a lot of young people that use TikTok. That's just a fact. And those young people, especially of voting age, they are not going to be happy about this, only because they use TikTok to watch funny videos. There are a lot of content creators. People do make a living on TikTok videos. It's very, very doable, evidently. And there are, you know, the funny animal videos and things like that. And sometimes these videos actually get transferred around. So they'll show up on like YouTube Shorts or some Facebook Reels, things like that. Those actual TikTok videos will show up there as well. But the idea, of course, is that it's all fun to have funny videos or have content creation and comedy and funny animals and things like that. But it's the underlying code that's the problem. This is where, if you have a foreign adversary like China, the Chinese Communist Party, controlling this and literally hoovering up all of the information on your device, from what we understand, from what these reports are, well, that could be a very, very bad thing. So you have to get the hurdle to get over with this, especially with young people who enjoy TikTok but aren't either aware or, and this is where I'm going with this, or don't care where this data goes. You know, have you ever met people, and I've met some people in my life that say, I have nothing to hide. I don't care what information is stored about me. And I've always kind of, you know, it's not that you might have something to hide per se. It's just that Americans have always bristled at that kind of idea. They don't want there to be information about them that they don't want other people to have. And even if it's innocuous, even if that's nothing, if it's not a earth-shattering revelations or something like that, it's just creepy, right? But it goes beyond that where they're able to put together a profile, a dossier, this kind of stuff. And information is power. Well, talking about information is power, guess what? We got the phone lines lighting up. We got John in Sarasota, a wealth of information and power. Good morning, John. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Kyle. Wow. Thank you for that introduction.
Well, sure.
I was listening to your verbiage about TikTok and the Communist Chinese Party. Kyle, they're worried about TikTok and the Communist Chinese Party fighting about animal lovers here in the United States.
Right.
But meanwhile, the border's wide open.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're exactly right about that. Isn't that something?
Are we really, is this really happening? I mean, it's mind-numbing. We could do a five-hour show on just the mind-numbing of the last 3 years and what's to come. But there was some good news about Donald Trump, I understand, in New York.
Yes.
The judge did drop a few of the charges.
That's
which
right.
Which is some movement in the right direction. And, again, like you had mentioned earlier in your show, don't want to be redundant, but, you know, these people are so embedded in stopping this man from becoming president that, you know, we just have to, yeah, I don't know. Maybe an insurrection is the answer. I don't know at this point. Either that or a suppository. But
yeah, or you know, well, see, that's the thing. I mean, if they think it's okay to not certify the election just because Trump won, well, that sounds like an insurrection to me. You know, if we follow their logic.
Well, if we follow their logic, The kind old gentleman who can't go into court because he's not competent is running the country. I don't know what to say anymore. You know, I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
And I think the problem we have is we're not going to persuade people on the other side to see our opinions and, that's the sad part. You know, I was thinking of something. When Newt Gingrich was working with Bill Clinton, we got a lot done, and that was a bipartisan situation, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yep, exactly.
And, you know, this situation is it's very partisan. So I can go on forever. But, yeah, TikTok is the problem. The Communist Chinese Party is the problem. But the borders that are open, it's manageable right now.
Yeah, and they built this country.
And they,
right. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Yeah.
Your sarcasm is, I enjoy it. I mean, there was one other thing I wanted to add, and it slipped my mind. And it's probably better that it did. But anyhow, thank you very much. Have a great night. And we'll talk soon.
Thank you, John. Take care. Good to talk with you. All right, John in Sarasota, everybody. Good to hear from him this morning. And, yeah, we're laughing a little bit and smiling. Well, it's Thursday. And we do. Yeah, I'm so glad you mentioned about the Trump judge, because we are going to talk about that as well. The lawfare just got another blow to it. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back. Got a great song. Stay right there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Thursday edition continues rolling on, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, of course, as we go across your radio dial in the overnights across America. And that's one of the cool things about this program. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are, you can always tune us in because we're here and we're going to be talking about all of the different news of the day, the politics of it all, and also the implications and the ramifications and all the cations that we have, we definitely are going to stay on top of that. All right, well, we've reached the part of the program where we love to play a great song to get you started here in the morning. If you're just starting your morning, or if you're just winding up your work day or in the wee hours of the morning, we love to do something to keep you going, keep you focused, keep your blood pumping, and also just kind of make you feel good as you go through the overnight hours in America. And we also then take a look at some of the national weather issues. And we're glad, of course, really glad to know that listener Joan and Richard the Marine looks like they've got some sunny skies coming up here. But we've got Eric Clapton coming up here with his song, which is one of my favorites, called Bad Love. Dynamic change that happens and then they just kind of start back up again. I think it's kind of cool. But that's Eric Clapton, Bad Love. And of course, anybody who's listened to the program for any length of time, you know, I love Eric Clapton's music. I'm a big Eric Clapton fan, and so we hear a lot of Eric Clapton on the program. But I just like that song. I just think it's pretty cool. There's another great song he's got, Pretending. I love that. And Forever Man, It's in the Way That You Use It. My Father's Eyes, also one of my favorite Eric Clapton songs of all time. So if you also, by the way, if you have a request that you'd like to hear, a particular song you'd like to hear when we come to this segment of the program, hour number one, hour number two, feel free. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. It's KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can send us a direct message and let me know what kind of song you'd like to hear. All right. So once again, folks, and I think we did get a request, and I think we are working to get that on the program as well, so we appreciate that. But let's take a look here real quick as to what's happening out there in terms of the national weather scene that we're seeing right now. Here in Southern California, we're supposed to start getting some excessively high winds. It's supposed to start up actually right about now, actually. But we haven't really seen that start to come together yet. But the night is young, at least as in relation to this program. The night is still young. Anything could happen at this point. But I don't like the winds. They can be 30 to 40 miles per hour, gusts up to 70. It can be a lot, and it can do a lot of damage with trees, obviously, power lines. That's when you get a little bit concerned, rightly so, about sparks or other things that could happen that could drive wildfires. And so that's a bad, bad byproduct of when we get these high winds. All right, so let's take a look here. National Weather Service, heavy snow over parts of the central Rockies Wednesday night into Thursday, and the Mogollon Rim and the San Juans Thursday night into Friday. There is an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms over the plains and Mississippi Valley from Wednesday to Thursday, and there's a slight risk of excessive rainfall over parts of the central southern plains and middle lower Mississippi Valley on Wednesday and Thursday, extending into southeast and Tennessee Valley Friday on that's again happening on Friday. So it's definitely, there's a lot going on out there right now. Let's check and see what our precipitation looks like right now. And again, we're so happy up in Portland and up in the Portland area, I should say, Oregon, also in the Seattle area. Looks like they're going to have a little bit of sunshine, a little bit of respite from a lot of this rain and storms that have been coming through for quite some time. But right now, central Wyoming, we see a lot of snow, and this is going to come down over, looks like, I-80, Rock Springs, Rollins, if you're in that area, lots of snow. Casper, Wyoming's got snow right now. Cheyenne, Wyoming's got snow. This is all going to dip down, just as driver Ron was telling us yesterday, about 24 hours ago, starting to rain, but it was going to be very wet snow coming over the next day. And we see all this on the radar map right now, all the way down through Fort Collins, Denver, Colorado Springs. Anybody listening out there in Denver this morning, Colorado Springs area, you've got all kinds of snow. It's just covering up Interstate 25. So be careful if you are going through that area. Also, we got a lot of rain in southern Iowa, northern Missouri, also southeastern Nebraska. Rain, rain, rain. And then even up in northern Iowa this morning, and just the southern part of Minnesota this morning. This is going to be near Rochester, south of Mankato. So you've got all kinds of rain there. Looks like rain around Chicago, and then also in central Michigan this morning, and then just northeast out of Detroit, down into Indiana as well, south of Indiana near Shelbyville and Columbus. Looks like rain and then moderate to heavy rain in that area. And then rounding it out, looks like in southeast Kansas near Independence, and a little bit north of there, Emporia, and just south of Topeka, we've got rain happening there as well. So we're going to check this out again next hour. We've got another great song, by the way, lined up this morning. And so, again, if you'd like to ever make a request, if you'd like to hear something maybe we've never played before, send us a direct message. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And, folks, we've reached the time of the hour number one here where we're going to start climbing up to the top of the hour. That means you're going to hear your top of the hour news. You'll get updated on everything. We'll come back. We'll talk about everything. Your telephone calls as well, 949-822-7959. We are traveling at warp speed across America in the overnights. We're glad that you're there, glad to be here. And we've got a lot more to talk about on the other side of the top of the hour news. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number one, officially now in the books.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.